Hey, I am Luis Muleto, and this is, still have problems with calling it a podcast, but it's a podcasting platform, so I'm going to call it a podcast, where I usually just go over my weekly notes, how my week went. It's a way to for me to check in every week. My bullet points is where my time went, any notes that I capture, any thoughts that I had that I want to revisit, that I just kind of want to explore and kind of voice and talk out loud. Also, how I'm doing my physical health, emotional health, or that mental health, really some of the things that have happened every week, spiritual health as well, my finances, if I'm achieving my goals, how am I getting close to those. Also, I check in what I read this week, anything that stuck out, any books that I'm reading. And what I'm listening to, maybe a lot of podcasts, maybe not so much, audiobooks, and what I'm listening to on Spotify, which is my current player, and then upcoming, anything that might be coming in the next couple of weeks. I try to keep these short, but tend to be tangential. But so if you stay around, you're going to get to hear what happened to me this past week. Thanks for listening. Hey, today is November 20th, 2022, and this is sort of in a way how my last week went. So as far as time, I went to yoga class about 3 times last week. I prep for the PSM-1 exam. I worked on some task lists that I had done, mostly stuff that I had like kind of forgotten about a little bit. I spent quite a bit of time on YouTube, playing with my cats. I'm just going to give them more time here and there. And then had dinner with my family last Sunday. And also had to take care of my car inspection because my registration was up. As far as reading, I finished 4,000 Weeks a couple of days ago. And I'm looking for what I'm going to read next. And I'm still doing my daily morning reading. I missed a couple of days, but majority of the days I get to those. As far as listening, definitely some podcasts. Excuse me. The Tim Ferriss Show had a couple of episodes that I enjoyed. One was with Neil Ferguson. They were talking about geopolitics and some other stuff like that. And then he also had one with Jason Calacanis, who is a startup investor who I'd follow actually for a pretty long time on and off. And then of course Deep Questions with the other one that I always remember because that's mostly every time it comes out I listen to it. On Spotify, mostly Peace for Guitar, Rainy Day, which is kind of more like melancholic kind of music for these droughty kind of dark days of fall, and then some of my like songs as well. As far as watching, I spent more time on YouTube than last week, but mostly it was general channel updates. There was a couple of things that caught my interest, and then I went on a couple of deep dives, just a random interest that I found. Nothing really too like anything that really resonated, but just kind of random stuff. I just felt like watching some of it, so I gave myself some time to watch those. As far as body, dealing with the remains of the cough and cold, as you can tell, because I cough every once in a while, especially because the temperature has been on and off. It has been up and down here and there, so I'm trying to remain patient with that and a lot of other things that are happening in my life right now, but so it just kind of comes off, especially I want to talk a lot, it just comes around. As far as staying, I'm trying to stay warm and mostly indoors, but I did get to yoga 3 times this week, and because I'm trying not to be outside very much, because it's kind of cold and windy, and I don't want to get my cough I'm like off to come back again, so I haven't done any walks this past week. Sleep has been okay. Mostly just kind of getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom real quick. But I usually can go back to sleep fairly quickly. Usually because it's colder, I've been able to you know not get up because I'm warm. Well, I did so last night because I turned the heat on the house, and then I also had a heating blanket on, and that was a little too much. So I'm gonna veto the heating blanket tonight and see if that kind of allows my temperature to regulate a little better at night. As far as my mind, I did miss a couple of days of my daily meditations, but I'm trying to. I'm trying not to spend too much time just always looking inside and always, and I want to do stuff and action things. So whenever I have like a slow morning that I'm like contemplating a lot, I usually don't do my meditation that day. Just kind of, that was a time that I just took to be quiet and meditate and things like that. I'm trying to focus on what's the next best thing, you know, although that can be paralyzing as well. And this is some of the things that I've gathered from the book 4,000 Weeks. Because I through the book, come to realize how many things I'm just putting off because it's not the perfect time, because it will be better if I do it later, because if this happens, then it will be better if that happens. Well, I'm waiting for this to happen. And not that those things that I was waiting on were, you know, big or anything. It wasn't like a big thing, right? Like I'm going to move or anything like that. It was like small little things, but they just became bigger because I was letting them amount to something bigger, right? So I'm trying to also redefine what wasting time is, because a lot of those, it was a combination of things that I wasn't ready to invest my time in because I thought I wasn't ready or because it wasn't worth it, and also because it was a waste, things that were wasting time. And I say that in air quotes, because the book really just kind of goes heavy on trying to break that framework of wasting time and what that means, and that there's no time wasted. So that's why I've been a little more relaxed about YouTube and playing with the cats and reading. But, you know, even with all that, I still, you know, when I get up in the morning and go to work and do things around the house and keep the house organize and kind of stay on top of my affairs, things of sort. So the fear that I had that if I relax a little bit, that everything was just gonna go, you know, down the drain, it turned out to not to be true. So that definitely has been helpful. But you know, like the book says, this is just other ways that I was trying to keep myself from facing my finitude, that I'm a finite being, and that I was looking for things that were bigger on the return of investment. But there's no, that thinking is pointless. There's no return on investment, because time is only so much of it. So there's no point. The book has a lot of things that I would like to come up with right now, but right now I'm kind of holding myself from having a burst right now. My cat is annoying me at the moment, and this is what's happening right now. My cat is annoying me. I feel like I wasted my whole afternoon. I had pizza for dinner, but I didn't want a pizza. So I feel like I'll eat slow. And then somebody interrupted me from work. So this is live, how I'm slowly getting infuriated. And my cat is going under my legs because I'm in a closet recording this. But I'm trying not to burst out because that's what I would have done. And it's just frustration. It's something simple because it's something simple. Because he's a cat. He doesn't know any better. He just missed me because I was gone most of the day. And I didn't play with him enough because they were being lazy and they were on the floor. And I was the one moving, not them. So I just gave up and said I wanted to record this because I need to go in the shower. But again, this is all perfect example. This is how my mind works. This is all the things that I trying to do and trying to organize and trying to plan. And if it doesn't go according to plan, then I get it aggravated because I feel like I'm wasting my time. Like I wasted it. Like I'm not the big next big thing because I have a cat that just doesn't know when to stop. Or because I had two slices of pizza for dinner. And just saying that, it just sounds so silly. But that is the little things. That's how it builds up. And right now I'm pronouncing things weird. So that's also infuriating me. Because I'm not making sense. I feel like I'm not talking appropriately. I feel like I'm talking like a dumb person. And that just makes me more annoyed. Because now I am getting aggravated. Because I'm trying to pick the right words. As I'm expressing how aggravated I am, as about saying, oh my God, this is, wow. I think it's time to go to bed. So let's make this quick. On the spiritual side, and there I will be. On the community side, I had a family dinner last Sunday. And then just to prep for the holidays, and Thanksgiving is this week. And I did get a little bit of a holiday blues, which that should have been on my mind because I was mostly just, trying to deal with some of the extra holiday stuff this year again. So, cause I decided that I'm not gonna go all out with decorations. I didn't decorate for fall, which I did last year. This year I just didn't feel like putting anything up. And I don't know if I'm, I don't want to use the word depression that easily because to me, after hearing people talk about their depression, I feel like I'm nowhere close to that. How dark it can be, but it's kind of cloudy, right? It's not completely thunderstorms, lightning, darkness, but it's getting cloudy And just this year, I just didn't feel like decorating for the fall. I just felt like it was a waste of... It's really... I was going to say waste of time. But it's not the waste of time. But I just... it just doesn't mean the same anymore. For some reason, this year, it just doesn't mean anything. It's just occupying space, and it doesn't hold any value. So maybe I am a little bit kind of feeling down about things, and I just haven't come to terms with that. No dark thoughts about killing myself or anything like that, but sometimes I find myself having a hard time to smile and laughing, and I only laugh about so many little things. Maybe it's just because I'm trying to be this perfect something for somebody. And seeing myself as not being that. Maybe that's not helpful. So there's definitely more to explore there. And as far as the money and the finances, I did work on the conscious spending plan. This is from Ramit Sethi. So from that, I decided that it was time to get serious to paying that business debt. That it's really not my responsibility, but I am the person accountable for, since it is under my credit. Well, at least that's what they're saying. That's what American Express is saying, that it's going to show up on my credit at some point. And since I don't want to test that, I rather pay it. So I am, it's time to just stop pretending like that is not my responsibility. It came with the territory. Aside from that, it was mostly groceries and had a meal out. I went to Panera and got me a soup and a salad. It was good. And then I bought a book and I bought a package. I bought an order for the Element, which is electrolytes. They're all over the Tim Ferriss podcast. I used to have them, one for my Ideal Protein, but those had sugar, and then I became kind of picky about them having sugar, sucralose, and these are advertised as not having any sugar or nothing like that, so I'm willing to try those. Sometimes I can be kind of picky about stuff, and not make any sense, but that's okay. I realize that I need to have some vices. Maybe this didn't came from the book for 4,000 weeks, but this is kind of some other connections that I'm making, that I'm trying not to have any negative things. But I do. I mean, no matter if I tried, I still do. The thing is, like, I'm not living proudly of those vices. Not like proudly, like I'm gonna start kind of showing it in everybody's face and just be obnoxious about it, but more as in, yeah, I don't like that, and that's, you know, it's, I don't like it for this particular reason, or I don't do this for the particular reason. Sometimes I feel like I need to be apologetic about all things, like the pizza tonight. I just didn't want pizza because it's not something I, in my head, if I'm gonna, thankfully I can make better purchases with the money that I, with the finances that I have. So I, not that I don't like pizza, I'm not gonna die because I had it, but I can make a better choice, and I'm able to afford a better choice. A better choice, and that's under what I understand is better for me in the long term, which is to have things that have more protein and not so much carbs, and that it's just a slab of cheese. So I'm trying to be mindful of that. But then at the same time, I don't want to be hateful. And it just kind of goes around the same thing. It all comes back around somehow.